Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Disappointing night at Brayhead Arena tonight. Brayhead Clan going down by 5-1 to Fife Flyers. Quite a game it turned out to be. Full-blooded, full-energy first period. Brayhead Clan not able to find the net during that opening 20 minutes. It was the Flyers who got the opening goal. Michael Dorr forcing the puck over the line from Holt, and Fife had been under the cosh during that first period. They got a second one 3 minutes into the second period. Ryan Dingle was set up by Tommy Muir, firing the puck over Chris Holt's left shoulder and into the net to make it 2-0. Then Kyle Horn made it 3-0, firing the puck under the Clan goalie to put them 3 up. Scott Arson with a shot from the blue line beat Brown. The puck hit the net 19 seconds into the third period. A great comeback was on the cards there. It didn't last too long, didn't even last a minute. TJ Keogh on the breakaway, finishing his own rebound to restore the 3-goal lead. And then Keogh adding his second with 3 minutes to go, a shot high into Holt's net to secure a huge win for the Flyers. With me to discuss the game, Jerry McLaughlin, and of course the Clan TV commentator. Jerry, a huge night of disappointment. How do you sum that up?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way of other than putting it that it's just hugely disappointing, isn't it? It's a tough one to take, and I think the key thing for me though is I don't think the scoreline is a fair reflection of the Clan performance. I think the guys, I mean, you saw that first period was fantastic. They were dominant, they had plenty of puck possession, plenty of shots on target. And then it was a surprise. It was a surprise goal from the Flyers. Yeah, again, obviously not to take anything away from the Flyers. I thought like they were deadly tonight. You know, we know they've got plenty of skill on their side. TJ Keogh, great hands. Dingle and Fox. Well, Fox so quick tonight. I mean, they were just deadly on the break. They were able to turn it over, and eventually they started looking confident. You know, and there was that moment though where like the Clan came out in that third period there, turned it over, got that quick goal, and you think it's here we are, and it just couldn't settle after that. I think. You know, it's a tough one today. There's no two ways about it. Big night for the Flyers. Their fans travelled in big numbers tonight, and deserve credit for adding that atmosphere to the arena. It was a real, a great high that we all came in on. But I mean, it's a tough one to take. But I think, from my point of view as a fan, I think it's all about now getting behind this team, because they're battling hard and they need our support now at the moment. And if we want this team to rally and get back together and make it to the playoff finals weekend, then we need to get behind them, and hopefully that'll start converting this effort into goals. But we're missing some big guys, and it's very, very obvious.
I was just going to ask you about the fans there. I mean, great frustration shown by them when Keogh scored that second goal so late on. The fans started to leave the arena in droves as well. We haven't seen anything like that before.
No, I've not really seen that kind of thing before. I don't know. I'm not going to... It's up to people what they want to do. From my perspective, I wouldn't be leaving at that time, but, people have whatever different commitments. People have their reasons for stuff, and frustration as well. Do you know what I mean? It's fair play. But I think now we need to get behind this team and really show them our support, because the Clan fans were fantastic tonight. What an atmosphere. It was absolutely brilliant. And all the way through, I mean, it really was that last goal that was the final straw for people. So, I think really it'd be interesting to talk to the coach tonight and hear his thoughts. It's all about the playoffs now. I don't know if the... It looks tough tonight now, doesn't it, the league? I think it's fair to say. I don't think that's being a pessimist, to say that.
But how much significance does the Dundee game take on tomorrow now? They've lost tonight in Manchester, they lost 7-5. So both teams need a pick-me-up tomorrow.
Yeah, well, for me, I think the conference is huge. It's doubled in importance, over the last week. If we need to... If we want a good draw in this playoff, the conference trophy is the thing that we need to get that second place seeding, that guaranteed second place seeding. And I think it could be huge. But you've seen it tonight. Fife are good. Fife are good. Dundee are a good team. Everyone knows the Manchester Storm have turned a corner and are battling with people. So it's certainly not going to be easy. And if we can get these you've just got to, fingers crossed, some bodies start coming back in, because the guys are battling tonight. I personally, I thought it was an incredible effort.
Thanks, Jay.
Cheers.